Welcome to Crooners and Coffee Shops, everyone. My name is Heather. Today I have Stephanie Resendez here to discuss her new single, If These Walls Could Talk, as well as her other EP, Teenage Notebook, and other musical works.
Thank you so much for having me. I've just been singing and listening to music ever since I can remember. My parents always had music in the house, and their influences really influenced me.
I love that. I mean, like, having that musical relationship with your parents is like one of the first kind of introductions to music, I feel like. And when you can bond over it with your parents, it's awesome to hear.
Yeah, I love like listening to something and they'll be like, oh, I love this. I remember when this came out and stuff.
Oh my gosh. That's how my parents were too when we were listening to like AC/DC and Bon Jovi and stuff. But that's... That dates me now. Okay, so we'll get on to, like, I wanted to talk to you about your upcoming single, If These Walls Could Talk, and we wanted to kind of ask you a little bit about the instrumental and lyrical elements that you decided to include on the track.
Yeah, so the lyrics really mean a lot to me. It's about my grandparents' house, and that house is just, like, such a safe space for me, and so are my grandparents. Like, that whole house is just really safe for me, and they're getting older and there's talks about like selling the house and moving out. And I just thought of what that would mean for me as how I've grown to love the house. And so I thought they built the house. So I was like, as we were all growing up in the house was growing up with us. So I kind of wrote, if these walls could talk, like kind of what the house would say to us if we were to move out of it.
Yeah, I love that concept of personifying an inanimate object like a house, because like people don't realize you have memories in this particular place and everything. And I love that you say it's a safe space. And it's awesome to have songs that kind of discuss that, because it's so easy to forget nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And you also have an EP that was released called Teenage Notebook, as well as a holiday EP.
Yeah.
And some cover songs as well. So I kind of wanted to ask you, in regards to the songwriting, recording, and even like the marketing aspects of all of these works, how would you say that they were similar or different from each other?
I feel like for my two EPs, I just kind of like put my phone on voice notes or voice memos and just kind of recorded. And they were rough, their demos. If These Walls Could Talk is different. I actually went out and bought stuff so I could actually record it right, which was not used for any of my SoundCloud releases. So that's definitely different. And for If These Walls Could Talk, I really tried to get it out there and spread the word that it's being released. So I've been doing way more stuff for this than I did for anything else.
Yeah. I mean, the music career journey is filled with a bunch of stepping stones. And I love that you're aware that like you wanted to do all of these things in particular regarding the new single. And you're aware that like you did do different things with your past works as well. And I wanted to ask a fun question. If you could choose three artists to go on a world tour with, who would you choose and what would you name your tour?
There's so many artists that I would love to go on tour with. Definitely Phoebe Bridgers, because I love her. And I've been watching a lot of recorded concerts of her, and she's just so great live. Khalid, because I went to see him live, and he's just so much fun. And like I would love to have so much fun on that tour with him. And probably John Mayer, because I love him. And I think they're all so different. So I'm not really sure what the world tour name would be, because they all have very different vibes.
I love the combination, though, because I feel like all of them are very songwriting based, and as you as well, obviously. So it's like a perfect mix, even though genre-wise, they are different. So in regards to being a young woman in the beginning stages of her music career, do you feel that women in the music industry need to portray themselves in certain ways in order to be successful?
I do. I think that there's definitely a difference in how women have to work in music versus men. Like, for example, I saw Lorde's new album cover, Solar Power. And she got a lot of hate for that. And I was like, that's rude, first of all. Like, don't give her hate. I think that if a man had released his album cover art and it was him, like, having part of his body exposed, like, I don't think that it would have been such a piece of news as it was.
Yeah, the devil, like, I was looking through all those articles as well, and the double standard just still continuing is extremely frustrating.
Yep.
Men need to be held accountable just as equally. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And the more that we talk about it in a setting like this and we're open and honest, like maybe people will finally listen and be like, yo, what you're saying is not okay. And in regards to music education, you know, unfortunately in schools, I feel like they're just on a steady decline.
Yeah,
and it breaks my heart to see. But I kind of wanted to ask you, as someone who's still in school, how important do you think these types of programs are in regards to keeping the growth of creativity for the younger generation?
It's so important. Like, I was in chorus throughout elementary school and middle school and into high school. And like, especially in middle school, it was so influential for me. Like, I heard myself singing with a group and like really enjoying it. And so I think that that definitely pushed me to explore music more. And I know that it does for so many kids. So
yeah, I'm hoping that there are methods to keep all the instruments safe and clean in a post-COVID world so we don't have to lose these programs for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And I wanted to ask you, what do you hope that your audience will take away from your music?
Definitely like my songwriting and the lyrics and the message behind the lyrics. Like I said before, this song really means a lot to me. And if they can not only hear where I'm coming from, but relate it to their own lives, that's what I love most about songwriting, is that you can think of so many different ways how it can relate to your life when obviously the artist didn't write the song for you. I think that that's so awesome how words and lyrics can do that. So that's really what I want people to take away from my music.
Absolutely. And I'm hoping that they do the same as well. And luckily, I got to listen to your single, and it was very much reminiscent of my childhood and like thinking back to like my grandmother's house and childhood home and everything. And it's like, we are on a constant, let's go and do this and this and this. And we don't have time to reminisce on the nostalgia factor of where these songs come from sometimes. So it's absolutely grateful to songwriters like you that are willing to put that out there.
I'm so glad that did it for you.
Yeah. And to kind of end off the interview portion, what other big exciting things should we be expecting from you in the near future?
Just some more new music. We'll see how this single goes, first ever single being released onto Spotify and Apple Music, stuff like that. So I'm a little bit more nervous for it. But I do have some Christmas songs in the works. I know that that's like weird to think about, but as an artist, you're always thinking ahead. So.
And this year is going by so fast. Honestly, we're going to blink and it's going to be Christmas.
Absolutely.
Better to be prepared.
Right.
And where can everyone find you online?
You can find me on Instagram. It's at @itsstephanieresendiz. And on SoundCloud, Stephanie Resendiz. And July 23rd, you can find If These Walls Can Talk on Apple Music, Spotify.
Awesome. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us today. It was awesome getting to have you on Crooners and Coffee Shops. To go into our coffee shop appreciation portion here at Crooners and Coffee Shops, we love our coffee and love to support local businesses. I wanted to shout out Belgium Waffle House in Studio City, California, and also Stephanie's in Taunton, Massachusetts, for providing us with caffeinated goodness. And to our listeners, stay safe out there, everybody, and stay caffeinated.